The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
Right now, though, I want to return to the issue, and Eamon mentioned it in the news headlines, the calls from some quarters to place a limit on the number of Ukrainian refugees arriving in Ireland because of the difficulties in securing accommodation, even temporary accommodation for them. We talked on the show yesterday about many of them sleeping on the floor in a room in Dublin Airport. Well, the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar insists no limit should be placed.
Certainly in relation to people coming from Ukraine, we don't have any plans to limit numbers. Bear in mind this is part of a European law, so it's actually not in our authority in any case to limit the numbers that are coming from Ukraine. And bear in mind, while we're struggling with 40,000 people who've come from Ukraine, Poland's is 2 million. Czech Republic, 350,000. Huge numbers in other countries too. We're really taking our fair share, and maybe not even quite that. Like, that is the truth of it.
Yeah, that was the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar. As says no plans whatsoever to place a cap on the numbers coming. And Margarita Kalinichenko is a volunteer with Ukrainians in Action Ireland and a volunteer with Flights for Freedom. Margarita, you're very welcome to the show. In terms of those arriving and what resources are being made available to them, I know, as I said, we talked on the show yesterday about people sleeping in Dublin Airport. Mm-hmm. Is that still happening? Are there still people stuck out there? Have they enough food and water? What's the situation?
From what do we have? So we had two groups arrived on Wednesday, two groups of 25 people. They were both denied to come to City West, and they were sent to Dublin Airport. Good news that most of them only spent one night in Dublin Old Terminal. And most of them left yesterday to City West Hotel. Only five people from our 50 group of 50 on the beginning of today was still at the Dublin airport. Yeah, but most of them already left, most of them in City West. The situation in City West pretty the same. They do had yesterday sandwiches for their meals. They found shower, which is very good. But they mostly sleep on a bare floor, which is nothing changed here a lot. Some of our volunteers, Ruslan Macharsky from Arts and Coffee, he brought yesterday mattresses to put on the floor just to provide more spaces to sleep at this specific.
Are you worried about this kind of pinch point emerging in terms of securing accommodation, or kind of are you confident that it's a kink that can be ironed out, and then that anyone who comes here will get the level of support that they need?
To be honest, I'm not worried at this point, because I know, from our perspective, it's almost 5 months as this war is going. And we saw it in different countries, that countries respond to the situation. Of course, it's emergency response. Nobody can predict that it will be like this. Of course, there can be some difficulties during this journey. Now we have them in Ireland, but I don't think it's like some kind of threat or something. I assume people will come anyway, because people who come there, they mostly do not have a place to stay in back in Ukraine. Their houses either damaged. I know, because I personally meet a couple of families who were brought, and I know that it's either houses damages or maybe families that lost someone. And yeah, they're just looking for a safe place to stay. It's not like this current accommodation will fright them away.
Yeah. Okay. So they're not coming with the expectation that everything will be laid out for them. They're simply looking for safety and security.
No, to be honest, not. I'm really appreciate and I'm very grateful to Irish people for what you did. And you open hotels, you open Airbnb. It was very generous of you. But people who fled, from my perspective, relationship attitude is what mean. All other is like, it's decoration. It can be better, yes, absolutely. Sandwiches, it can be hot food, not sandwiches. But the attitude that Irish people provide to Ukrainians, this welcoming, it's feeling, and it's much more important.
Well, Enda O'Neill is with us as well. He's the head of office at UNHCR here in Ireland. And I want to talk about kind of overall numbers of people seeking asylum in this country, because I know you've your own figures out on that today. But just in terms of the response to this Ukrainian crisis, and I mean, there are calls in some quarters for a cap that we simply cannot absorb anymore. You heard the Taoiseach absolutely ruling that out, and that would continue, it seems to be, policy. Like, what is your assessment of where we're at?
Well, Ciarán, in terms of the overall numbers, as the Taoiseach alluded to, by European standards, we're nowhere near the kind of numbers that are hosted in the frontline countries. Mm. You know, I think the Czech Republic is a useful comparator because it's a smaller country than the island of Ireland, but it has close to 400,000 refugees from Ukraine there now, and it has a population of about 10.5 million. So we've received, there's about 43,400 temporary protection permissions granted so far since February. So no one's saying that it's not a challenging situation and that there's a lot more that needs to be done to respond to it. But in terms of Europe as a whole responding to the refugee crisis resulting from the invasion, we're no exceptional case.
It sounds like you're making the argument we should be not so much talking about doing less, but talking about doing more. Is that fair?
Well, I think it's a case of responding adequately to those who are arriving.
And are we doing that then? Are we responding adequately if people are kind of sleeping on the floor in Dublin Airport, or is that just the reality of kind of dealing with the situation that has kind of happened all of a sudden?
Yeah, well, I mean, no one wants to see what happened this week. You know, the terminal building isn't designed, it wasn't planned to be used as a transit centre. So we welcome the announcement by the government today that they're planning to establish a second transit centre. I think when responding to a situation like this, the priority is to provide safety to people, to meet their basic needs, food, sanitation, etc. You know, a building like the terminal building should only be used for as short a period as possible. But on the other hand, you know, there is at least some provision of food and safety to them. So we would hope that, as Minister O'Gorman said today, that it is only for temporary use and that it doesn't become a permanent fixture.
We heard from Tom McEnany, who's kind of working in this field as well, in terms of supporting Ukrainian refugees yesterday on the show. He's quite critical of some elements of the government response, particularly how slow he assesses they are moving through the kind of the pledged offers of accommodation up and down the country. Do you share his frustration with how slowly that seems to be moving?
Yeah, I think a lot of people have expressed that view. It's hard from the outside to say exactly where fault lies, but I mean, there certainly was a great outpouring of public support back in February. It's clearly taken a lot longer than originally envisaged to get those houses matched with refugees who want to live there. I think that has to be a part of the solution for sure. And I'm sure that more can be done over the coming weeks and months to make sure that that's working effectively.
Can I ask then just about this figure as well, that the number of refugees coming into the country, you know, almost double what it was before the pandemic. We'll kind of skip over the pandemic period because I suppose everything was a little strange during those 2 years. Is that indicative, that figure, that doubling of more people coming specifically to Ireland, or of there simply just being more displaced people in the world and coming to Europe?
Yes, I think the latter for sure. I mean, I should say it's almost three times the 2019 figure. So it is a significant increase and we should acknowledge that. But at the same time, by European standards, we're coming from a very low base. Like our share of the overall applications in the EU this year is just under 1.7%. So it's nowhere out of proportion with a country our size. Global displacement, as you mentioned, is at an all-time high. It keeps increasing year on year. There's over a million people displaced around the world. That's one in every 78 people on Earth. So as long as conflicts continue to last longer and no solutions are available to refugees, Ireland and Europe will continue to see higher numbers arriving.
Enda, thanks for your time. Enda O'Neill is Head of Office at the UNHCR in Ireland. And before Enda, we spoke to Margarita Kalinichenko. She's a volunteer with Ukrainians in Ireland, Ukrainians in Action Ireland, and a volunteer as well with Flights for Freedom.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.